Hey, baby. You're finally home? I was getting kind of worried about you, you know? It's been raining really, really hard tonight, and I know you said you'd be a bit late, but I was still really, really missing you. Oh no, baby. Your clothes are all wet. Even if you are kind of sad looking, you are always so, so cute. Come here. I missed you so, so much, baby. Here, let me get your jacket off of you. Wait, baby. Hey, no, look at me. You're crying. Why are you crying? I thought you were just all wet from the rain, but those are tears on your face. What's wrong? No, baby. Baby, come here. What happened? Are you okay? Just a rough day, huh? Sweetie, I'm sorry. Here, let me grab you a towel. And I'll take care of you, okay? No, baby, you're all wet. I need to at least dry you off a little bit. And I can brush your hair. And just let me do this, please. Hey, you're home now. You're nice and safe, and you're home. How about we can get you into some warm clothes, and we can go lie in bed for a bit and try to warm up? You can tell me about your day, or we can just cuddle, and we even don't have to talk about anything if you don't want to. Okay. Let me get you some clothes and let's try to warm up a bit, okay? I'll make sure the heat's on and everything is nice and warm. Come here, okay? Let's get you into bed. Here we go, baby. Come here. Are you warm? And are you comfy? And now you're a lot less wet, aren't you? You kind of looked like a drowned rat out there. Your hair was dripping wet. But you know, I do think rats are pretty cute. I'm not saying you're not cute, okay? I think you're cute, even if you are a wet rat. And I'm so glad you're home. I missed you. I missed you so, so much. And when you told me that you were going to get home late, I was so worried. I felt like it was going to take forever. You missed me too? Makes me happy to hear. Here, let me give you a big, big hug. Just like that. It feels nice, doesn't it? A nice warm hug. I feel like it can cheer me up at any time. So, tell me about your day, baby. What happened? Yeah, I remember them. Is it always the same person causing problems for you? I swear, it just feels like they're always picking on you. Baby. You know, honestly, one of these days I might have to go with you. I might need to have a very stern talking with this person. Well, it might be a little more than stern if they don't listen to me, but I want to protect you. Nobody makes my baby sad like this. I don't know why some people just have to act like that. They just don't care about other people or how they feel or anything. And I know it's hard, baby, I know. And sometimes there's not much you can do either, which kind of makes it even worse. I know it was a bad day, I know. I know, baby. Did anything else happen? Or was it just busy? Busy and stressful, and you just need a break from it all. I know you've been working so hard lately, baby. And you have to wake up so early, too. I know you always get sad when you have to leave me in bed all alone. And I always get sad, too. It always gets so cold when you leave, and I just want snuggles. I know. I'm proud of you, baby. You are so hardworking. I know you like when I play with your hair. It's so soft. Even when you just use shampoo, I don't understand. It's like magic and it smells so good. Yeah, I can hold you closer. Here, baby, come here. And let me get you all bundled up. And all warm. I've got you, baby, okay? Your bad day is all over. And you're home. And you're safe with me. You don't have to worry about anything that happened today. No more stress. No more problems, no more worries. And I know it's still probably on your mind, but there's no point in worrying about anything right now, okay? There's nothing you can change. You can't go back in time and try to fix something or do something differently. Right now, it's just you and me. And we are going to rest today, okay? And you can look forward to tomorrow instead. And I guess you can be excited about right now, too. Because now, you're in bed. And you're safe. And now I can make you happy. I can protect you. I know, sweetie. I love you too. I love you so much. I feel like I just love you so much, and it's why everything like this hurts me. It makes me so mad when you come home and all of these people, they hurt you or they make your day bad. I wish I could just be with you all the time, protect you from anything. Anything that could ruin your day, make you sad. I just think you deserve nothing but the best days in the world. You deserve to be happy. Constantly just happy. And I want you to feel like you're loved. And I want you to get what you deserve. You work so hard, so you don't deserve to be sad. You don't deserve to go through this. I'm very proud of you, you know? Very, very proud of you. Did you eat? And you drank enough water, right? You got something before you came home? It's good. I'm glad. But I know you like it when I cook you something. So if you're still hungry, or maybe you want a little snack, I can make you whatever you want. Even if it's just a little cake or dessert. Anything. It might honestly be pretty yummy to have a smoothie right now, right? I could get all your favorite fruits. Even a little peanut butter. Whatever you want. And I know you like to sneak out sometimes and grab some snack. You probably think I don't notice, but I see you. I see you taking your little trips to get some fruit snacks. And even sometimes, a little more. I want you to know that I'll make anything for you. Okay? Any food, any snack, anything. And speaking of snacks, I really need to get a cute pet name for you. You kind of snack around like a little raccoon, but I guess even if they look pretty cute, calling you a raccoon sounds a bit mean. I mean, you don't eat trash, and you aren't that sneaky since I can hear you. Maybe I could call you something a bit cuter. I could even call you my little rat. My little wet rat. But I guess that's not very cute either. It honestly just sounds kind of mean. If I was out with you and I called you my little rat, then your friends might think that I'm bullying you or something. We can figure it out. But I want it to be something that you like. Are you all warm now, baby? Yeah? I don't know why, but I feel like I usually run kind of hot for some reason. But it just gives me all the reason to come love you. You're always so cold. You come home from the outside and I get to warm you up and you get to cool me down. Maybe it's a bit corny, but it's almost like we're meant for each other. And when you're like this too, when you're all sad, I don't want to leave you alone. I want to be here for you. And I know you were really, really, really sad, but you looked so cute when you got home. Why didn't you have an umbrella, baby? You walked home and you were dripping wet. And you looked at me with the most pleading puppy dog eyes I've ever seen. I couldn't help but want to be there for you. I thought you had an umbrella, but I guess you forgot it, right? And I guess that made your day even worse, huh? You really did have a rough day, baby. So much bad luck, but now, I guess all the bad luck is gone, right? The rest of your day has to be good, because it's all good luck left. And you get to lay here with me and let me recharge you. No, I'm not making an excuse just to cuddle with you. You don't know that girlfriends have magical power. When boyfriends come home and they're so, so worn out and tired, and even when they're sad, girlfriends are here to cheer you up, to give you all the energy you need, and be here for you. Just come here, baby. Let me hold you. I love you so much. So, so much, baby. I'm sorry that you had a rough day. It breaks my heart. I never want you to have to go through things like this. Yeah. I know you were tired. I would be too if I went through everything you did. But I'm glad you're home now. I'm glad I can be here with you. And if you want to go to sleep now, you can. I won't keep you up anymore because I know that tomorrow I can make sure your day is perfect. As long as I hold you close, keep you all warm, and I have to make sure you feel safe and loved. I love you so much. I really do. And I'm so happy that I can be here for you just like this. Tonight, you are going to have the best dreams, okay? I'll make sure of it. I'll protect you from every single bad dream that tries to come in your head. And if you ever have a bad dream, I'll just show up and make sure it turns into a good one. You're gonna have a sweet dream, and you're gonna wake up feeling so much better. Sleep is honestly just the best cure for a bad day. And getting cuddles from your girlfriend, right? Really, really warm cuddles. Trust me, I'm gonna make sure that you get enough cuddles tonight. I'll keep you close to my chest. And then you can fall asleep to my heartbeat. Is that too corny? I think it's a nice lullaby, you know? Baby. Can you fall asleep to my heartbeat? Please? I'll hold you so, so close. And in the morning, you'll wake up in my arm. And you'll have such a good day. I promise. I promise it'll be a better day, okay? It'll be okay. Everything's gonna be okay, baby. I know I say the same thing a lot, but I mean it. I really do mean it. I love you, okay? And I always will. And I'll always keep you safe and warm. I'm here to take care of you, baby. I'll keep you safe. And your bad day is all over. Everything is gonna be okay. I love you, baby. I love you so much. Sleep good.